It's Tuesday, the 1st of October, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. The Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board will adopt a new governance structure following the conclusion of its 24-month operational strategy. This change coincides with the impending end of the advisory board's term, which has been in place since the institution's inception and will conclude on October 31st. The organization's Catherine Shipushu.
In order to give effect to the aforementioned resolution, the amended articles of association will be registered, and the process of appointing the new board of directors will commence with immediate effect. The mandate and legitimacy of the NIPDB is further said to be legislated by Parliament in the Namibia Investment Promotion and Facilitation Bill, which is currently in the drafting process.
Namibians are banding together to confront local authorities, councillors, technocrats and lawyers they feel are compromising the interests of citizens. Activist Sean Garisep has stated that they intend to petition Parliament to address concerns within the banking sector, underscoring the need for long-term solutions instead of short-term political benefits. The activist says initial groundwork has already been laid to address the challenges presented by the existing banking system. The LPM's Lifalasa Simata on their manifesto, Banks and Treatment.
The relationship between the banks very much cabal reaction, mafia reaction to it is something that we can also look into currently. But when we talk about housing, those are the only spheres that we talked about outside this relationship that the people are expressing right now in this documentation.
Here's the IPC's Ims Nashinge on their manifesto, Banks and Treatment, as well.
We have made it clear that one of our priorities shall be reforming our laws. It includes the questionable treatment of our people from the banking institutions.
The latest Experian Consumer Default of South Africa Index has recorded a slight improvement in the credit defaulting behavior of South African consumers. The improvement is across various loan types such as personal, home and vehicle loans and credit cards in the 3 months that ended in June. The index indicates how consumers appear to have marginally improved in their debt management. Experian's Jaco van Jaarsveld told SABC News that lender risk appetite levels also had a role to play.
Financial services providers, banks, retailers, lenders have stopped lending at the rate. So they've applied far more conservative lending practices, which is now resulting in improved performance because there's fewer people to default due to the fact that they lent less.
Afreximbank Bank has been announced as the host partner for Africa Collective and the AFC FTA Secretariat at Davos 2025, alongside the World Economic Forum, reports CNBC Africa. This strategic partnership aims to heighten African trade and investment opportunities on a global stage, promoting collaborations for Africa's development. Africa Collective, a platform for Pan-African and international stakeholders, encourages the exchange of ideas and collaboration on opportunities across the continent. U.S. President Joseph Biden says he plans to visit areas hit by Hurricane Helene in the coming days, but does not want his visit to delay getting supplies to the affected areas. Over 110 people are known to have died, and at least 600 are still missing across multiple states. Biden spoke about the effects of the storm from the White House on Monday.
I want them to know we're not leaving until the job is done. I also want you to know I'm committed to traveling to the impacted areas as soon as possible, but I've been told that it would be disruptive if I did it right now. We will not do that at the risk of diverting or delaying any of the response assets needed to deal with this crisis.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.